I do like octopus. A little charred octopus.
Oh, it's so good here too. It's a, the spot's great. I'm just
a little like those little like suction cups.
Yeah.
Yeah, num nums. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Fucking great. What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Razza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM. It's where you can turn big plays into paydays, and we have the best offer in the world, honestly, for you. If you are a new BetMGM user, all you have to do is deposit $10 into BetMGM using the link in the description in this video. You will get three free months of AwesomeO Plus Platinum. That gives you access to everything we have for daily fantasy, season-long betting for every single sport. Three free months. Plus, new customers also start with a $1,000 free bet. Amazing. You can bet up to $1,000. If it loses, you get it back in free bets. You cannot beat it. Terms and conditions do apply. Now hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell, because today we are talking about Survivor. And in a way, there's not a lot to talk about.
There's not. Week three here, it's been somewhat chalky the first couple weeks. Not a ton of major upsets. Most likely that you survived. And the question we always ask every week, Is it the week to change it up, to get aggressive, or is it the week to go kind of conservative? This week in particular, we have a situation where you are most likely, and we're going to get right to it right now, you're able to do a couple different things. You're getting rid of a team that most likely you're not worried about saving, and you're going against one of the worst teams in the league. So let's just throw it out there right now, Josh. Clearly, if you're looking for the obvious pick, if you're looking to go with the herd, I assume you're going to agree with this. The Denver Broncos, 11-point favorite at home against the Jets. They check every single box you want in Survivor, except that you are going to be clearly taking the most popular pick of the week.
Yep, there's no real way around it. They are a double-digit favorite at home against arguably, but maybe not arguably, the worst team in football. They don't have a ton of future value in the rest of their schedule. A lot of other teams do. It's because, you know, Denver is like a relatively neutral team, so you want to take them in situations like this. The Jets stink. Denver's fine. There's nothing really else that you can talk about. In terms of obvious plays, I think they're the only double-digit favorite. If not, maybe Buffalo is close. But either way, Denver is the clear chalk for this week, and that makes a ton of sense. Doesn't necessarily mean you got to go to Denver, but they will be without question the most popular team this week.
The point that you hit on that I just want to reiterate, you know, if this was Tampa Bay and they were playing the Jets, they'd be a huge favorite. It would be the obvious pick, but we would be saying Tampa is going to get other teams where they're going to be double digit favorites again and again. Maybe we save them. Denver, it's hard to think, unless they're this good, and I don't think they are, even though they're going to move to 3-0. This is the spot at home against the Jets. But in Survivor, of course, the goal is to survive in advance. The goal is also to give yourself an opportunity at times to maybe get away from what would be a gigantic landmine in your pool. So let's eliminate the Broncos here before we get out of here, and we're going to go with more picks here. If you couldn't use the Broncos, say you use them against the Jaguars, Josh, where would you go on the board?
So Buffalo's going to be pretty popular against Washington this week, but they've got a lot of future value, so that's probably a spot I'm skipping. I think the second best option you can get to this week is going to be the Baltimore Ravens on the road, though, against Detroit. They do have some spots coming up, like they get a date with the Bengals that looks pretty good. But for right now, I think that the Ravens are probably your second best option if you're trying to get away from the herd or if you've used the Broncos in the first 2 weeks.
I'm going to go to Thursday night, actually. So you've got Carolina, 7.5 point. They are road favorites, which is a little scary. This is going against the Texans. This is an if statement. If you're watching this video, Tyrod Taylor, as I say this right now, looks like I'd say he's not going to play. That's what I'm seeing. He hasn't been ruled out officially. If he plays, maybe I would. I mean, if I wasn't using Denver, I'd probably use Buffalo. But if he's ruled out and Davis Mills is in there, I feel very confident in Carolina's defense against that QB situation. Carolina's also, to me, very similar to the Broncos in the sense that you're not going to really lose sleep at night by burning them in week three. In fact, I think that's a nice one to get off the list. So if you want to be a little different, maybe go to Thursday night, backup quarterback for Houston. That's another really juicy spot.
Yeah, the other spots are all road games, whether it's Buffalo or whether it's Baltimore, as I mentioned, at Detroit, like you just mentioned, Carolina at Houston. I think Arizona at Jacksonville also works, but Arizona gets Houston in a couple weeks, so you're probably looking to target them there. But I think that's where we're at right now. I think this week in particular is a great week to just eat the chalk and go with Denver, so long as it doesn't get too crazy in the contest that you're in. Otherwise, those are the rest of the picks for you guys. I love doing Survivor, man. It's a fun contest.
Survivor's great. It's such a fine line of risk-reward. Survive in advance versus setting yourself up. And at times, on this show, we are going to have to take a risk. I don't think that week three is it. I've said that the first 3 weeks, to be honest. We still have many, many more weeks, you know, 14, 15 more games. So you want to stay tuned for that. Again, Survivor picks each and every week here at Awesome Odds. Hit that like button. Good luck, everybody. Go Broncos for us all. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, BetMGM.